Steve Tamayo is an award-winning artist, a consultant to the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, and a teacher. His focus is on Native American cultural heritage and arts and politics. Steve Tamayo is a Sichangu Lakota from the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. This weekend, he'll be in Wilmington, leading a moccasin-making workshop on Saturday and giving a talk called The Relevance of Lakota Traditions in the World Today on Sunday. Tamayo has spent a lot of time teaching at Standing Rock over the past several months.
I'm an instructor. I lead workshops on traditional art form of the indigenous people. My topic in Wilmington, North Carolina, will be about indigenous people, the struggles, the resiliency, the atrocities of genocide. But it will also lead into the Dakota Access Pipeline. And my discussion will be on not only the pipeline, but inside of the pipeline, you know, the encampment. And so what I mean by that is we created a school called Niwichoni Nakichizi Owayawaki. This is the Defenders of Water School. I made my way to Standing Rock probably in August. And so every 2 or 3 weeks after that, in 2016, I made my way back to Standing Rock because we created our own school. And so when I would go there, I would incorporate the traditional art forms of Lakota. At any given moment, you know, I would have classrooms filled from, you know, 15 to 30 kids. When I got up there, you know, I thought I'd be specifically working with indigenous students. But come to find out, when I got there, it was actually about all the people who actually cared about the earth.
At Standing Rock, Tamayo's classes continued to grow until he was up to 80 people showing up at a time. He met many interesting people. One he particularly remembers at his class around Thanksgiving was Jane Fonda, and apparently she really enjoyed it.
She was just like, I want to support this school. So at the end of that session, she actually purchased a yurt, a Mongolian roundhouse for us to live and teach in. And so I was really happy to see her be a part of that. I mean, that's just one story, you know, because I've been there since August, and I've seen a lot of people come through, you know, thousands of people come through that camp. And a lot of visitors came through our school. So there's a huge list of donors and people who came to visit us and be a part of this.
I asked Tamayo what he believes is a common misperception about what's been going on at Standing Rock over the last months. He said that many people think that the pipeline will disturb ancient burial grounds. He says that's not true.
I don't think they understand the importance of the water. It's not only us as indigenous people. We're not the only ones fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline.
That was award-winning Lakota artist and Native cultural specialist Steve Tamayo. He'll be in town this weekend teaching a moccasin-making workshop on Saturday morning at 10 at Mystic Elements and leading a discussion about Lakota culture and about his time at Standing Rock on Sunday at the Dreams Garage. Find details at whqr.org.